Welcome to the Marie Manucherry Show, where energy and medicine meet. I will be your host for the next hour. I have over 19 years of healthcare experience and began my career as an energy medicine practitioner while working as an oncology nurse at a Seattle area hospital. My skill in moving energy combined with my medical background have been a catalyst for change in many people's lives. I hope the next hour will be transformative for you as well. Good morning and welcome to the Marie Manucherry Show. We are live here in kind of icy, little cold, chilly.
Marie, we had snow.
Yeah, and snow. We had snow.
It's
yeah,
it's February.
I know.
It's not supposed to happen.
I know. I'm so glad I didn't plant anything, you know, because I am a March planter.
I still risk it
and I plant in March, but I'm not going to.
Life on the edge.
I'm a risk taker. I'm not going to do it though now. But yes, it's chilly.
Mm-hmm.
However, we're bringing South Carolina into the studio today.
And it's we're warming it up.
We are. It's 79 degrees in South Carolina. I need to hop a plane and go hang out with one of my dearest friends. Suzanne Giesman is in the studio with us today, of course, via video.
Yeah.
Suzanne Giesman is a spiritual teacher, author, and medium recognized on the Watkins 2022 list of the 100 most spiritual influential living people. A former Navy commander, very cool and interesting, an aide to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. She's a member of the Visionary Evolutionary Leader Circle. I want to know what that actually means. That sounds very cool. Suzanne has published 13 books, 6 HemiSync recordings, and YouTube videos reaching millions of viewers. She produces The Daily Way, inspirational messages, and hosts the weekly Message of Hope radio show. She leads classes, workshops, and retreats, and serves as faculty for the Shift Network and humanities team. You also, you're booked out 4 years in advance for your private sessions. And what I love so many things about you, clearly. But what I love is that you bring so much peace and hope and love to your clients and your students, obviously in relationship to their departed loved ones. But just in general, you bring them so much passion and happiness so that they can recalibrate their energy and really live a fulfilled life and open up to their multisensory abilities. You share the Awakened Way, a path to living consciously connected and divinely guided, and created the Bliss Me method of connecting to higher consciousness. So welcome to the show, Suzanne. It's lovely to have you.
Well, thank you, Marie. You kind of nailed it when you talked about what my goal is, what my mission is. If I'm doing all that, I'm on track.
Oh, yeah, you're on track. There's no doubt about that. Yes. So as I understand it, after, you know, reading several of your books, not all 13, I'm going to have to get to work on that.
Get hot, girl.
I know. What is going on with me? I got to get to work on that. That you had a significant loss in your life, and that's really where these divine gifts of yours opened up during that time period, right?
Yeah, indeed. If you were watching on video, you'd see the picture of my stepdaughter, Susan, in her Marine Corps dress blues. She was a sergeant in the Marine Corps. In 2006, she was crossing the flight line, and out of the blue, a bolt of lightning struck her and killed her.
Oh, so it wasn't even enemy fire. Man.
No, it wasn't raining. It was just a beautiful day, and somebody said, hey, there's a storm coming. Get in here. And the lightning struck her, and Marie, she was 6 months pregnant, so we lost our grandson at the same time.
Oh, my gosh. And I think for a military family, that's even... I think if she had died of enemy fire, that would maybe make more sense, right? When you're...
Oh, well, the good thing is there's nobody to blame. There's nothing to get angry about. There's no God to blame. We are all expressions of that one source. So it's just a matter of accepting and saying, what do we do with this?
And then you opened up to an amazing spiritual pathway. And do you think with her energy on the other side, she was like, oh, Suzanne... you have all these gifts connected to you. I can see them perfectly fine from my vantage point over here with my son, you know, because she crossed with her son, which is, I mean, wow. I mean, I'm of course, how heartbreaking that is for your family, but how beautiful for her.
Yes. And at the soul level, I know she knew that. She knew that we were connected for that reason. When I met her dad, my husband, Ty, I just knew we are meant to be together, but I didn't know it was because Susan would lead both of us on this totally unexpected path. I had no idea there was a spirit world. I didn't spend my life seeing spirits or feeling energy like you do. And because of Susan's transition, it has all opened up in amazing ways and continues to do so.
I love, love, love this story. And I love the fact, because I can see her in her trajectory when she crossed and her seeing what you're capable of in terms of being multisensory and her knocking on your door and go, hey, guys, this is like a big deal for you. Because when she was alive, she didn't know that. You know, she didn't have that awareness of it. But when she was leaving her body and she could see all this light and consciousness, she helped in this awakening process significantly, her passing and her consciousness on the other side.
I will tell you that in the year before she passed, she became interested in Wicca, which just totally made me just go crawly in my Navy uniform. You know, no, Marines don't do that. We had to stay away from that stuff. And I see that she was actually opening up to nature and energies and new ways of thinking and preparing for this whole new path for both of us.
Wow. Wow. I mean, obviously your life is incredibly gifted in so many ways. And that's what you bring to your clients and your students, that these passings that none of us want to experience or hear about ever. You know, we don't want them
ever. That's right.
Even the individuals that we feel comfortable, that we, our mind is like, okay, someone's 90, you know, like, and if they go, we're okay with that. We have a number in our head that we think is acceptable. But nevertheless, we still hope it never happens.
And we still grieve, even though, I mean, my mother passed at 91, my father passed at 92, and it doesn't make you grieve any less. Yet the beautiful message I'm so grateful to be able to bring to people now is they are still here and they are okay.
And they're having fun. I mean, they're on the other side having a blast and trying to help us to have fun too, right? So, so this inspired you to have your practice, and you've been working in the field of mediumship and spirituality for many years now, and you are divinely and completely loved by people all over the world, and of course, obviously the beyond, because the other side is just hankering for everybody to get it together and have time together.
Well, I just love the reciprocal nature of that, because I can feel everybody's love, but I know that I love everybody else so much. And I just love this journey that it's just a love bath whenever we get together.
It is the love bath. So do you mind explaining, you know, when I was reading your bio, the Visionary Evolutionary Leaders Circle?
Yes, I was just so honored to be part of that group. I was nominated without even asking late last year by Steve Farrell from Humanity's team. And they welcomed me into this group of people from diverse backgrounds who are coming together, transformational leaders, to help a shift in consciousness, to accelerate what's already going on in humanity. So I'm just getting started with them, but we meet and try to come up with ways to help others raise consciousness in positive ways.
Oh, I love that. I mean, and thank you for doing that. We obviously need that in the world, because we have moved to a place, vibrationally speaking, that if we can start to collectively change our frequencies, we can end, you know, all kinds of world calamities, you know, and including poverty and war and crime and things of that nature, just by the virtue of our frequencies.
If we truly all knew who we are as souls in human form, we couldn't hurt each other.
So
it's
true.
That simple.
That is so true. That is so true.
But then again, you and I both know that we come here for the fullness of experience, the ups and downs, the goods and bads. And I love that you get it, that even when bad things happen at the soul level, we're okay.
Right. Yeah. Someone recently said to me that Earth is like the PhD program of spiritual awakening, because there's so much contrast here and it forces you. Right.
Yeah.
Something happens in your life and it forces you to reevaluate and shift your perception. Right. Yeah. And so you've been teaching on the Shift Network for a little while now. And it's really, I mean, you teach on your own platform and of course on other platforms. So Shift is one of the platforms that you teach on, of course. And you have you've been teaching mediumship in many, many ways, obviously, because it is one of your loves. And you have a beautiful course coming up. It's a free hour event that's coming up very soon, March 1st. Learn how that you are blessed with your own style of what you call holistic mediumship. So could you explain that?
I love teaching mediumship, because not being a born medium and realizing that we all have the ability to connect with our loved ones because we are all souls, I've really dived into how is this possible and what makes it work. So using my left brain background, I've come up with specific tools and techniques and processes like the Bless Me method that you mentioned. That's an acronym for a 7-step process for connecting with higher consciousness. And people really love the teaching because I don't just say, well, you just do it. I show you how and why it's possible. So the courses are just very well received. And this new one that's coming up that I introduce in that free event on March 1st talks about holistic mediumship, which is a term my team in spirit gave me, meaning that this connection happens because we are both humans and a soul. And it takes that awareness to integrate both the human aspects with the soul aspect and bring that into every part of your life, not just when you're doing a session. Working on yourself and raising your consciousness, connecting with your team in spirit and talking to your loved ones outside of readings, being the whole being of light that you are moment by moment. And that will by itself improve your connection when you actually do readings.
And so beautifully well said, because that's really what we all want. That's one of the reasons why we incarnate into Earth. So we bring our consciousness or allow ourselves to have a relationship with our higher forms of consciousness, even when we're sitting on the toilet, like through every moment of our life, we're supposed to be in that place of buzzing, high frequency energy and awareness, because it's so much more fulfilling. And I mean,
oh, it is. And it doesn't mean that every moment of your life then becomes easy, but you instantly can access that peace that's already within and the joy and the love, even when everything around you is chaos.
Absolutely. And then you know why things are happening, or you have an idea, at least in terms of your relationship to it.
Please. If you don't know why they're happening or what to do, you know that you can instantly shift and ask for the higher answers from the higher dimensions where they have the big picture.
And it's so fun that way. That's what makes life fun and interesting and playful. And then we don't feel so victimized by the things that are happening in the world, you know, directly related to us or indirectly related to us. We start to experience our authentic power. And it's such a blessing. It's such an incredible blessing. Okay, so holistic mediumship. I love this. So I actually think, but I understand what you said, you know, that you not a born medium because you didn't have the awareness when you were a child.
Yes, not aware of my abilities. Right. And they were not apparent because I haven't been seeing spirits my whole life.
Right, right. But you've always had this gift, in my opinion. You know, and I think everyone has multisensory gifts.
We do.
Right?
We do, but it's not necessarily everyone's calling to be a medium.
Absolutely, right? Like you can read for yourself, you know, you can talk to your loved ones, but not everyone wants to be a practicing medium. And you could certainly tell people why sometimes, you know, there's, of course, it's lovely to work in the profession of the energy world and consciousness. But, you know, not every day is a fun snowball fight. You know, sometimes it's a little hairy. and those are the experiences that all professional people have in their life, where you get to learn something different about yourself while you're relating with someone who's having a hard time in the loss of their precious loved one.
I actually welcome those moments when people push my buttons now, because as soon as I notice anything flaring up in me that's not in alignment with the soul, and we know the soul's true nature is always going to be that loving, kindness, compassionate being. When I feel that in me, I say, whoa, where did that come from? How can we shift that? And it's really awesome. Well, actually, it's kind of challenging when you can no longer blame your husband for everything.
Well, yeah, I'm in trouble because I don't have a husband, so I can't blame him.
Yeah, she blames me.
Blame your dog.
Yeah, I blame Charles.
Oh, you blame the dog, yeah.
Yeah, it's Charles's fault. But yeah, those moments are so interesting. If we could all embrace, and that's what consciousness is all about, where you embrace that moment where you go, oh, I'm getting triggered. I can feel my energy dropping. I can feel I'm annoyed right now. I'm not feeling my spirit consciousness, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those are very, very beautiful moments. So in this course, people are going to discover how to create a profound ongoing connection with the spirit world.
Oh, yeah.
And how you can make spirit connections a way of life through holistic mediumship. And you're going to learn 5 practices and activities that help you recognize the presence of spirit. Could you tell us one of those, if you don't mind?
One of those. Oh, I love, yeah, I don't want to give them all away, but one of them is just set a place at the table for a loved one who has passed, if only on special holidays. Truly, they sit there, they know about it, because I do readings and I'm an evidence-based medium.
Love
I am
it.
Not happy unless in every session we get what I call gold nuggets of evidence that I couldn't possibly know, that leaves the client saying, oh my God, you couldn't know that. That's my loved one. And so in those evidence-filled readings, those across the veil are saying, hey, I just saw you eating popcorn before this reading. Or, hey, I know your car broke down yesterday. Or, hey, I know that you have a leak in the kitchen sink. So they know about these things going on in our lives. So that shows us that on special occasions, especially, they're also hanging around. They're right here. So set a place for them, acknowledge their presence, even if you can't see them there. And just imagine how that feels to them.
That sounds like so much fun. I'm going to do that. I'm absolutely 100% going to do that. It reminded me of a story. My grandmother was very psychic, and so was actually my great grandmother. And not everybody in our family talked about it. And I didn't know I was intuitive until my late 30s. I had no idea because it was kind of hidden in our family. But there was a story that my mother would tell. She was a young person, maybe 9 or 10. It was World War II. I'm assuming, yeah, World War II. And my Uncle Leroy was at war. And at those times, there wasn't a lot of communication. You know, we didn't know where people were or what was happening to them. And my grandmother put out more plates than for the amount of people that were there. And my mom went to her mother, who said, these are too many plates. She goes, no, set a plate. Uncle Leroy's coming home tonight. And she's like, no, he's not. He's at war.
Goosebumps.
All right. My grandmother was kind of mean. She was a little bit of an alcoholic. So she was not super, probably because of her psychic abilities and not knowing how to harness them or use them or understand them to the level that she could have. And so, of course, my mom did everything that she said and set the table. And sure enough, they sat down to eat. They barely took a bite of food. And there's a knock at the door. And it was Uncle Leroy. He came home.
Wow.
So I love this idea of setting a plate for your loved one. And you're right. They love it when people talk about them. They love it when we talk about them as if they're alive.
Yes.
Right?
I'd like to put people's minds at ease and hearts at ease to know that they don't get upset in the way humans do. So when we cry and miss them and grieve them, we do need to go through that process. But let's not wallow in it, because they're aware of what we're going through and they feel for us. But it's more of a, you don't need to cry. I'm right here.
Yeah.
Instead of being upset that we're crying. So honor them. Feel the pain, let it go through you, but then just continue the relationship.
Absolutely. I was in the shower, because a lot happens in the shower. Would you agree, Suzanne, that?
Well, not in my shower, but I've heard other people. I know that some people get around water and it just opens them up. I have not had that experience.
Are you a bath person or a shower person?
Well, I have a sauna and I still don't get it.
I love it.
Maybe I'm still just in that Navy shower mode where you have 2 minutes to get a shower, get in, get out, get it done, get on with it.
I think that's exactly what it is, because a lot of people relax in the water, right? But you're like, you have to get out. You got to get out. You're busy. You got a lot of stuff to do. You got to go take care of the Joint Chief of Staff, right? You don't have time for a shower. But I was in the shower. A cousin of mine died about a year ago. And I have seen her, of course, a few times on the other side. And we were a little estranged at the time of her death just because of things that were going on in her life. She wasn't comfortable relating at the moment. So I'm showering and then I look over and there she is standing in my bathroom. And I completely forgot that she's dead, because to me, everyone's alive, right? Like, and I go, oh, yeah, I keep forgetting you died. And she goes, I'm so glad that you, thank you, is what she said. She said, thank you. And we had this lovely little meeting while I'm all naked, you know, and she.
No, they don't care.
Yeah, no, they don't care about anything, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So in these.
Let's say they care. They care about our growth. They care that we are happy and content, but they don't care about our naked bodies.
No.
Yeah.
I used to tell people that people on the other side can see everything in the human world. You know, they have full access to our world. And people would say to me, like, even when you're having sex, I go, yeah, but they don't care. It doesn't matter to them. But yes, they can.
And they don't sit around watching it. It's just there might be an awareness and, oh, this isn't the best time to drop in on them.
And we hope you're having fun. We'll be back in a couple hours.
Right.
So how is it for your stepdaughter on the other side? What's her life like now? And what's going on for her?
You know, I know that she must be at a higher level. I don't hear from her that often because I don't need to. Mm-hmm. I actually hear regularly from a former friend of mine named Brenda, who serves as my guide now. So Susan drops in on me occasionally just to say hi and give a message to her dad. But it hasn't been my path to just stay in regular contact with her. I know that may sound strange.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
My friend Brenda and I communicate daily, and they've all told me how, you know, they serve from across the veil, interacting with us here and staying quite busy and quite content.
So what's Brenda bringing to the table these days?
Oh my goodness. She before she passed, she had cancer and she knew she was going to pass. But before that, she said, "Suzanne, you and I are going to be teaching mediumship someday." And I had to laugh. I thought it was kind of nervy. She was a student of mine. She was not even a practicing medium. And I thought, really? We're going to be teaching mediumship together? Okay, Brenda. And now we are, but she's doing it from across the veil.
Oh, my gosh.
Funny. Yeah.
And I think you're pointing out something that's really important, that we are being told the truth all the time that goes beyond even our human consciousness. And that's another fun thing about recognizing that consciousness is just so vast and powerful and high frequency, that this is why we need to challenge our mind often and not really listen to everything it says, which of course you did. You went, well, that's it's a little nervy, but that is very interesting. I wonder what that really means, because I'm sure that's what you thought too.
Oh, yeah.
And now here you are teaching classes together. How fun for both of you.
Oh, yes. She's cool. She was an educator her whole life. And so it's perfect that she's doing that across the veil. She helps me before every reading play what I call the sign game. I teach people to do this, where I just check that I'm tuned in, ready to work. And I say, hey, Brenda, tell me what's going on in our mutual friend Lynette's life right now. Lynette schedules my readings. And boom, she'll just give me something. This morning, I just did a reading an hour ago. And I said, Lynette, Brenda shows me you down on your hands and knees. What are you doing? And she texted back. She said, I'm playing with the new cat. So it's just, you know, this Brenda with the bigger picture.
So your team is having a blast, by the way.
Oh, yes. Like, it is fun.
Your team is never going to quit. They're always going to be working for you. Yeah, like they don't want to go anywhere. They're like, oh, what's going to happen today? We're having so much fun. They're never going to want to leave, ever.
That's how I wake up every day, saying, what's going to happen today? Because like you, we have this childlike wonder, this miracle mindset. And I just hope everybody can get to that point where you realize we are creators.
Yes.
And that kind of mindset sets you up for having magic in your life.
Absolutely. So your course that's coming up, this 1 hour free event, Everyday Mediumship Free Video, is coming up on March 1st at 5:30 p.m. You can visit my industry events page at energyandintuitive.com or find Suzanne Giesman. And where can we find you? How can people best find you?
That's it, SuzanneGiesman.com. And I have these daily messages that come from Spirit every day, Maurice. People comment, this was for me. This was meant for me. So you can find those daily way messages on Facebook, on my Instagram account. I have, as you said earlier, gosh, almost 200 videos on YouTube, lots of interviews like this, where I give evidence and evidence and evidence from connections across the veil to show this is real. We are part of a greater reality, and love never dies.
And we are so lucky to have you, because your messages bring hope and healing and love and go straight to the heart. In all the work you do, your classes, your private sessions, everything. So we're so lucky that you do jump out of the shower fast, because you're very busy and you're working very hard on the planet. And I am extremely grateful, and I feel honored to know you and to have you in my circle of friends. I'm extremely grateful, because it's not every day that you get to meet someone who works in the world in a similar way that you do and has similar beliefs. So I am honored to have you as a friend and a colleague. And I thank you every day for being here on the planet and for gracing us with your beautiful natural gifts and talents.
Thanks for having me on the show, Marie.
It was a pleasure. It was lovely. So have a fun day in 79 degrees temperature.
I might go kayaking or bike riding. Don't get jealous.
I am. I'm jealous already. I'm jealous. Thank you, Suzanne. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Marie. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, let's open up those phone lines, 877-825-8828 for the Marie Manutieri Show. We're going to run off to our break of the hour, and we'll be right back with more from Marie.
And welcome back to the Marie Manutieri Show. That was so fun. I love Suzanne.
She's an amazing woman.
Amazing woman.
Very cool.
We're so grateful to know her and have her in our lives. We're just very blessed. So we're taking phone calls now,
yep,
right?
Yep, open them up.
Okay, we're opening up the telephone lines. I think they're probably
the floodgates.
The floodgates. Yeah. They're probably already full.
They are.
Yes.
They are.
Okay.
877-825-8828 if you haven't already gotten it. So Sherry from Seattle, welcome to the show, Sherry.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. So I am very nervous all of a sudden to talk to you.
Oh, all of us. I'm sorry, Sherry. But you know what? I can relate. There's a few people who have read for me, right? And I get nervous. I actually cheat. And they're very good readers because I can't pick up on everything they're going to tell me. But I cheat like a couple days before. I do automatic writing and I go, okay, what are they going to tell me? So I won't be as nervous. And I can tell that they're really good readers because I can't see what they're going to, the big kahuna that they're going to tell me. I'm like, oh, good job. Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
Big kahuna.
So what can I do for you?
I have called recently and you had helped me because I was attracting men who were not available, and you gave me some what if questions for that and some help with raising my vibration and dealing with, you know, past. And so I did my homework. And so that was like 2 weeks ago, I think. And then I met somebody and we have this instant connection and he is available.
Love it. Yeah. I'm telling you, what if questions work fast? They work really, because you do want a relationship. Because there's some people who say they want a relationship, but they don't really want one. But that's not you. I look at your energy. You want one, but you were stuck in old behaviors of people not being very kind to you or loving to you. And it was familiar. It was this familiar pattern. So that's why you were attracting people who wouldn't stay around. Right. And now you're breaking up that pattern, and now you're meeting people who are like you. They're loyal and like long-term commitments and are interested in that. And I'm not saying that there's some people who actually say that, oh, yeah, I'm loyal, but they're just not. They don't really want that. And that's okay, right? This is perfectly fine. People get to have whatever they want. So that's very exciting.
You can kind of tell pretty quickly if they're going to be loyal or not. I know, I can.
You can tell.
Oh,
huh? Yeah, that's really good.
We had an instant connection. We met on vacation and we're very similar. But the thing is that,
yeah, there's always a thing, right? Okay. Yeah, what's the thing?
Well, a couple of things. We're from the East Coast.
Uh-huh.
And some of my friends are kind of discouraging me a little bit because he may not have a very strong relationship history. He's been sort of like a single bachelor and has never been married. But the thing is that I have never been married either. And I'm not that
so
much younger
there
than
you
him.
Go.
I'm 45 and I'm not married.
Yeah.
Never have been either.
And you've had strong relationships.
Truth. Very true.
But so that's kind of interesting that your friends are saying that when you have never been married yourself, right? That's really, really interesting. So here's what I actually like that you're not living in the same place, because when you're breaking patterns, you have to, this is for everyone who's listening, by the way, when you're breaking patterns, especially in relationship, you need to be able to come back to yourself. That's why when people move so quickly in relationships, they get lost in their patterns and they're not aware of their patterns. They don't know how to come back to themselves. And you need to check in with yourself. Go, okay, is this what I still want? Am I still happy? Is this bringing me joy? And so now, because, you know, flying back and forth is going to take some time and some energy, you're going to get clarity really quickly. So I wouldn't take the fact that he's never been married as a sign. There's plenty of people who've been married who are unfaithful throughout their entire marriages. But all you can do is communicate about what you want and that you need someone who's faithful and monogamous or whatever it is that you desire in a relationship. And if he responds in kind to that, then maybe the two of you can fly back and forth for a little while and see if you enjoy getting to know each other.
Right. That's my take on it, too. And I think that I need to stop listening to or talking about this with other people because I just, you know, I don't want to get it polluted. But I guess the one thing that now is sort of in the back of my mind,
yeah.
and I don't know if you can get a reading on this, but is he being authentic even with himself when he says, you know, he's ready to settle down and have a family?
Well, so you're just reading into this a lot. You know, you have to get to know someone. And here's what I would recommend to you. Like, let's not push this relationship. Like, let's not put it in fast gear. Be open to dating other people, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? Like, you are changing your energy and your pattern. If the two of you date and you decide to, you know, be boyfriend and girlfriend or whatever the new words are, you know, for relationships.
More than a hookup, Marie.
More than a hookup. Okay. Okay. More than a hookup. Then you don't date other people, but you've changed your patterns, right? You're changing your patterns. You're attracting people who are speaking the language that you need and want about what's in your best interest. So I wouldn't go into too much reading about it. I think we get to know people as we date them, and that's what dating's for.
Right.
Right.
That's the adventure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So can you do that and not overanalyze and process every little thing?
I will try, but I was just so blown away by our first interactions. And I literally, after, you know, when I went home, I started missing him. And
aww.
I was
yeah,
just like, wow,
nice.
He really made an impression on me. So
great. Good. So that's, you're on the right track. You're meeting people who are speaking okay. more of your language, and you have to date and get to know them and
yep.
find out if you're compatible and if things will work for you, right? That's called dating, right?
Okay.
Okay. Don't
embrace the process.
And don't overthink and analyze this.
Yeah.
That actually ruins everything.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Feel it out. Okay. Stay in like first and second gear for
yeah,
right now. Don't
I would,
get third
definitely.
Yet.
That's
yeah. kind
of hard for me. That's
well,
really hard for me.
And that's what creates the problem.
Yeah.
That's what people do is they put it into fourth gear.
Right away.
Right.
Can't do that.
And,
yeah.
and I know the lesbian community or the gay community, because I never know if I'm, and the words are changing so quickly. So hopefully I'm saying all the right words. They have a joke in their community that, you know, after the first date, there's the U-Haul truck, you know, shows
oh,
up, right?
No.
Don't do that. Don't
right.
do that. Take it slow.
Yeah.
What makes a really healthy relationship is deep friendship. And friendship takes time to develop. And people who can have long-lasting love with powerful intimacy are first and foremost friends. So you want to become friends with someone that you're dating and get to know them and not just go down that romantic sex area. You need to get to know them, and that takes time. So you want to date people who also want to take time to get to know you and become friends with you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I don't feel
convinced on that, but I think that's what you
need
to work on.
I think it's going to be tricky because I do tend to move fast, and
I don't recommend it. It hasn't worked for you in the past, so why would you do something that has not worked for you? That's the definition of insanity. Don't do the same thing. Do things differently.
So do I tell him that I'm trying to take it slow this time, or is, you know, it's like, how do I explain?
Yeah.
So he knows I do like him, but I'm just sort of like, I can't just go there for.
Stop thinking about the other person.
That.
Think about what
you
need.
Yeah.
yeah. What would work in your best interest. Communicate from that. How that person responds helps you to get to know them.
Okay.
Yeah. Just stay in your own lane.
Yeah.
Stay in your own body. Don't do things the way you used to. Anytime we want change, we have to do things very differently. So no going fast. That hasn't worked for you. It's not the answer for you. Okay?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think this transition, it is a little weird for me. I feel like I'm doing things differently. I'm like, whoa, everything's changing.
Good.
So,
thank gosh.
Okay.
All right. Okay, bye.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, you got it, Sherry. Stay strong with this one. Stay strong.
So interesting, right?
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's good. She's got it.
Yeah.
I know she does.
I love that she's thinking about these
mm-hmm.
new ideas and putting them into a
mm-hmm.
new context.
Right.
Yeah, that's great.
877-825-8828 for the Marie Manucherry Show. We'll take now Belle, who's calling in from Texas. Hi, Belle.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
Hi,
I'm
Belle.
So excited.
Oh, good. Me too. How are you?
Yeah.
I'm doing great, Marie. How are you?
Lovely. Thank you for asking. What can I do for you?
Well, so many questions, but my main question is I am going to move. I'm just not sure when.
Mm.
And so I'm curious if you have any insight as to if I should renew my lease here. It's up at the end of May, or if I should go ahead and just try to move by then. I'm just not sure if I should renew it for another 6 months or maybe for another year. I just can't seem to get a clear answer about it.
And do you know where you want to move to?
Not exactly.
Do you want to stay in Texas?
Oh, yes. I'll be staying in Texas. Yeah.
So I would at least do the 6 months renewal, because if you have no clue about where you're going, then we need a roof over your head. And I want you to start approaching this with joy. Ooh, what would make me happy? Look at the new places in terms of joy, you know, the new cities or the new communities, neighborhoods of joy. And which one is bringing you joy? Because that's the destination.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome. That helps a lot. Thank
you so
much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
That was easy.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Woo! Flying right through these. All right. 877-825-8828 for the Marie Manucherry Show. We'll take now Jen, who's calling in from Montana. Hi, Jen.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. It was great to hear Suzanne earlier.
Yeah, wasn't it?
She's so lovely. Yeah, I adore her. What can I do for you, Jen?
So I have a question about my career, and I'm actually in your psychic coaching class. I'm the wildlife biologist.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes.
Ooh. Yeah. So I just finished my PhD in July, and while there's a ton of things I love about my field, the last 3 years of my PhD were really hard for both difficult professional and personal reasons. So when I finally finished, I felt kind of disillusioned to the point of wanting to quit. And at the same time, my mother actually committed suicide. But at the same time, it allowed me to take some time off to think about what I want and what will make me feel joyful. And so I've come to a point now where I've decided that I don't want to be a traditional scientist. So wildlife biologists are kind of like the social workers of science in terms of working really hard and not being paid very much. And it's questionable as to whether you're actually helping the animals. So I feel afraid, but I am deciding that I want to try to either combine wildlife biology with another field or be like an alternative scientist. But I don't know what shape that's going to take yet. So I guess my question is, do you see that I'm moving in the right direction? And do you have any information for me for how I might create a new career that still involves wildlife, but also makes me a lot happier?
Right. So you're going to need to raise your frequency about this, because you're thinking about this a lot. You're in your head analyzing, processing. And whenever we're going to create a new career or anything else in our life, it needs to be discovered through joy. So you're going to need to raise your vibration higher, start feeling joy about just normal mundane things. Like, even there's a piece of paper next to me just to remind me of things I'm supposed to talk about. And it has this really pretty purple line across it. And whenever I look at the paper, I feel joy about the purple line, like it's a really pretty color. So you're going to need to become present, which we do talk about right in our courses, and keep your energy elevated so you can see how the universe is inspiring you, because you want your new work to be inspirational. So you're not going to get the answers that you seek until you can raise your vibration.
Yes, and that's actually why I'm going to be taking a month off to travel and go international and do some different fun experiences.
I love that. But we can't be on vacation all the time. You have to raise your vibration every single day, as many times as you can throughout the day, because the universe is speaking and communicating to us all the time. So you need to start practicing this right now, and it's going to help with your psychic ability as well. I think that you will, obviously, you love wildlife, so of course you're going to work in that field, and I think you'll be a different type of scientist. You won't work in as many of the traditional ways that you have previously, but you have to start raising your vibration now. You can't wait for vacation.
Sure, yeah, and I've definitely been working on that with your what if statements.
Good. But how about just not thinking? How about just being in your body and just, you know, just hanging out? You remind me. I love that you'd use the term social worker, because you remind me of a social worker for humans, not, you know, the animal world. And social workers are greatly underpaid and work extremely hard, and they have to solve tons of layers of problems. And so you're in your brain trying to solve solutions and create outcomes, and that it doesn't work that way. It never has worked that way. It will never work that way. The highest vibrational solutions come from resting in your body and being present and allowing oneself to be inspired. So that's what, stop thinking. Please.
Okay. I will definitely try to do
good.
That.
Good.
A whole lot more.
Thank you.
Do you see a positive path for me? I mean, I do see it. I think, as you mentioned, I just get in my head too much stress.
Yeah, of course. I only expect positive things for you. But the question is, how long are you going to stay in your brain and try to figure things out? Or how quickly are you going to allow yourself to have the happiness that you desire? That's really the question. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I'll see you in class.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Jen, for joining us from Montana, 877-825-8828. And we'll take now Francesca calling in from Seattle area. Hi, Francesca.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Francesca. What can I do for you?
Hi, I'm so grateful to chat with you today. I am feeling so off track and a little, more than a little sad. I bought my first place, and it's an old house, and I just moved in 4 months ago, and I've just been sick ever since.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and so I'm, and...
And where do you live?
I'm in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
I'm in West Seattle.
Okay.
So I'm kind of dealing with, like,
yeah.
a unwellness in this environment, and so I'm curious, like, as I go through testing myself... and, you know, just trying to figure out what I can eliminate environmentally, from,
I mean,
anyway.
Old houses in Seattle. Yeah. Yikes. Right. You know, I mean, unless they've been redone or things of that nature. I mean, we get mold and all kinds of issues in our homes. So the good news is you live in a really healthy market. You know, that's the great news. We're like, you're not going to lose the penny on this house. We know that for sure. Do you have the resources to have a contractor come in and start looking at things and cleaning things out and redoing stuff? Do you have those resources? Was that your plan?
I think I kind of wanted to get a read from you if it's like dig further and try to resolve it while like kind of living like, you know, I'm still living on like borrowed things and I haven't really fully moved in yet because it's just been, you know, I just sort of feel like I'm chasing my tail, like, do I paint? What if it's, what if I have to go into the walls? Do I this? Do I that?
I think you need to hire a contractor.
Yeah.
You need to have a professional in there to tell you what's going on. That's what you need to do.
Professional opinion.
Yeah. So you need a professional opinion of someone to come in and look over things. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Because there's nothing.
But I don't think you should get upset about it. I really think you should let go. You bought a home in a challenging market. Congratulations.
Totally.
I'm so happy. Getting upset is just going to lower your vibration and make you more at risk from environmental pollutants. You know, right? This could be an easy fix. So stop lowering your frequency. Find a professional who can go in there and look at things and tell you what needs to be done. And then you can reevaluate from there.
Yeah.
You need to raise your energy about this. You're very lucky. You bought a home in one of the most difficult markets in the country. You're losing sight of the joy. And this is a pattern of yours. This is a pattern. You go into disappointment. Let's break this pattern. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Probably.
So what I'm being told is that you tend to feel disappointed often in your life. You work very hard. You're a really hard worker, in my opinion, whatever that means, whatever you do in your day-to-day life.
Yeah.
And this pattern is old. It's in the family. And so you don't even let yourself celebrate long enough. You find problems right away, you lower your frequency, you get disappointed, and then things don't work out as well as you want them to. this pattern needs to stop now.
Yeah.
Agreed?
Yeah.
Okay. So stay in the happy energy that you bought a beautiful home. Only good things are going to come from this. Only good things. Whether you have the home remodeled and you live in it or you sell it later or whatever, just stop. Stop going down that negative road and let the universe inspire you and reward you for this great accomplishment.
Yeah, I think it's just the feeling unwell that's bringing me down.
But
you know
I think it's all together. I think that you don't allow yourself to be happy for very long, even when really great things happen. And so this is interlinked. So let's get your energy elevated. You'll start to feel better. There's nothing horrible in your house, right? I mean, there's probably some old stuff that needs to be removed, but I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. So hire a professional and see what's going on. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm glad you're sounding better before we hang up the call.
And good luck with the house, too.
Yeah.
Boy, you're right about challenging market. Like, my neighbor just moved out. They're renters. And within the next day, the homeowner had 20 people already looking just to rent the place.
Yeah. I mean,
it's unreal.
When my neighbor sold his house before it was on the market,
there
were agents just actually lining the
driving
streets,
the streets
on their phones doing deals.
Sure.
You know, so I mean, it's lovely if you're selling a home, right? So it's lovely for that, but it's a little challenging for purchasing. So, congratulations.
Totally.
Yeah. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Only things are going to go up, but she has to stop that. It's just a pattern. And when you have a pattern, you can't really see it. You don't really notice it. It feels like it's a natural thing, and it's really not natural. Happiness is a natural thing, actually. Joy and happiness is natural.
Very true. Very true. Yeah. All right. We'll take now, is it Andrea or Andrea from Portland? Andrea?
It's Andrea.
Hey, Andrea. Thanks for joining the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Of course. What can we do for you?
I was hoping to get a couple things, find out how many guides I have and if they have any messages for me.
I always feel like I'm communicating through your guides. That's how I always feel. But I always look when people ask that specific question, like, ooh, am I missing something? Was there something in particular? Your guides are like, why aren't you doing the work that Marie's doing? That's the first thing they say. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so why aren't you?
Delay, delay, delay. Construction. I'm trying to build a room downstairs.
Oh, okay.
And I have hit every roadblock I possibly could.
So you're terrified to do the work that you want to do.
Absolutely.
Right? So you need to work on that. You need to work on that fearful aspect. I often tell this story when I first started to do energy work professionally on my own. I was also getting a divorce at the same time. I lived in a neighborhood that, of course, is now really, really popular, but it was popular at that time because this was quite a while ago. It was like 2000. And all my neighbors were kind of circulating the house like, oh, she's going to sell it. She's getting a divorce. You know, she's not going to be able to afford to stay there, blah, blah, blah. Little did they know that I actually could afford to stay there. So they were coming up to me all the time. So how's it going? How's it going? You know, like about my business, because, you know, if things aren't going to go well, I'm going to have to sell the house. And they had all their friends lined up and their relatives who wanted to move into our neighborhood. And of course, you know, it takes a little while to build your business. I was doing actually well initially, which was wonderful. But of course, it wasn't covering everything, so to speak. I was working on call at the hospital as well. But I always said one thing, which was a true reflection of what was really going on in my mind. I said over and over again, it's amazing, because I was amazed that I would hear things and see things and feel things. And I loved laying hands on people. So I want you to start speaking from the things that are amazing for you, not the practical aspects that you're looking at with the contractors or whatever you're doing. Stop going into that place. Go into the magical, amazing things and start speaking from there, because that will move everything along and eradicate your fear and get your business moving forward.
Excellent.
Okay. All right.
Do you see any leaks that I'm possessing at all?
No. Stop it. Stop. Stop. Okay. This is your mind. For everyone who's listening to the show, 99% of our problems is our relationship with our brain. That is what creates the problem. That's what's going to heal the problem. Leave the brain alone. You don't have a leak. I read your energy. I don't see a leak anywhere in your body. Stop making up problems. Go have fun and have magical solutions and talk about them so that everything can move forward. Okay?
Fair enough.
Okay.
Sounds right.
Okay. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Thanks for joining the show. Do we have time for one more?
Sure.
There?
Let's
All right,
squeeze
let's
it in.
Let's travel over to Maine, and we have now Sybil joining us. Hi, Sybil.
Oh, hello. Thank you. I'm so happy.
Oh, good. Hi, Sybil. What can I do for you? And you're going to have to be fast. I have like 3 minutes.
I will. Okay. Quick question.
Maybe two.
I have for years been thinking about doing some coaching, spiritual coaching.
Great.
Do you see that as a good choice for me?
Does it make you happy?
I love talking to people and helping people.
Okay. So that's the answer. The only question anyone ever has to ask them is this making you happy? I ask myself that when I'm at the grocery store, as I'm walking through every line, I'm going, what makes me happy? What makes me happy? What makes me happy? And then I grab the food that makes me happy, which is not ice cream. Even though my mind goes, ice cream, get the ice cream. My body has never said, get the ice cream, ever. I mean, I still eat ice cream from time to time. But
do you see anything in my energy that
you don't have?
If I'm going to help people, I want to make sure.
Well, you already do. We just want you to get paid for it. So I mean, it's true, right? You don't have a lot of subatomic particles. You're not taking in a lot of energy. You are through the root and the crown, which is great. But then I don't see a leak, but I don't see any absorption of light in your body. So it would be important for you to start taking in more energy, believing in your worth and your value. You need to work on your confidence and your self-worth so that people will write you checks. And this is what needs to happen. You're already doing the job. You need to be paid. Agreed?
That's what I love to do, yes.
Okay, so let's get paid, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I love your work.
Thank you. And keep me posted. Yeah. I can't wait to hear all
Thanks,
about
Sybil.
It.
Thanks, Sybil. And cha-ching! You got to hear that word. All right, let's hear that one.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the show. And thank you, Suzanne, for being our guest. We love having you on the show. We wish everyone many, many joyful blessings and tons of self-love. Bye-bye for now.